Let's go through the rest of the card. Jim Russell here, Choked Out Radio on the go. UFC 220 Aftermath. In the opener, Rob Font did his thing. And beat Thomas Almeida, who was a promising, or still is a promising star in the UFC. Rob Font, who lived, who grew up 10 minutes from the TD Garden, or what used to be known as the Boston Garden, back in the day in the old arena. And Rob Font looked good. He looked real good in his bout. Excellent striking, excellent overall ability. And for Thomas Almeida, just can't seem to put himself on some type of winning streak. And for Rob Font, sky's the limit for him. He just has to continue to do well in his division. We also saw John Volante, you know, from Long Island. Chris Weidman cornering him in the corner. Did his thing in a split decision win over Barroso. Barroso did nothing exciting in that bout, but John Volante hits hard. Hits very hard. And great for John Volante. And I couldn't even understand what he was saying after the fight. He was being a face and suckering to the crowd, being that because the Patriots play today versus the Jaguars. So congratulations to John Volante. And then we also had Chris Cater, he beat Hurricane B, Shane Burgos, in a great fight, a very great fight back and forth between Burgos and Cater, but Cater comes up on top, the Massachusetts native, the hometown favorite, and he was able to survive against Shane Burgos, who was undefeated. I believe he was 10-0. Several people got humbled tonight, including Naganu and then Shane Burgos. It was a great all-around set of fights on the main card, and I'm excited with the aftermath of UFC 220. There's a lot of different directions the UFC can go in. Coming up is Jacare Brunson 2 next week live on Fox, then UFC 221 live February 10th, I believe, where the main event is for the interim middleweight championship, as Yoel Romero goes 1-on-1 against Luke Rockhold, and Mark Hunt against Curtis Blades, or Blades, wherever you want to say, in the co-main event. So you like a lot going on in the UFC, of course. The 222, the month after, you have Max Holloway, Frankie Edgar, and then 223, you have a great double main event, Khabib Ferguson for the lightweight, I believe it would be the undisputed lightweight championship, and then you have Namahunas versus Joanna Jacek too. So a lot happening over the next few months, but UFC trying to push hard for Francis Ngannou to win that. You could tell, and there was a little bad blood between Stipe and Dana. His camp put on the belt on Stipe, and it wasn't even Dana White. So we'll see what happens there over the next couple of months. But it was a great night of fights overall. Congratulations to the UFC. I believe their attendance was well over 16,000. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, and I believe their gate was $2 million. So congratulations to the WME, congratulations to the UFC on another successful event in Boston, and we'll see what happens over the next couple of months in Australia. We'll see what happens in Brooklyn, and we'll see what happens next week. All right, guys, enjoy the championship Sunday for football. We'll see what happens. A lot to talk about.